Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm enjoying one of the Speyside whiskies, one of the nice ones, which I really enjoy, which is the Glenmorangie. It's the original Glenmorangie, if you like, or Glenmorangie, if you want to pronounce it properly. I always pronounce it incorrectly. Shame on me. And it's a really smooth, gentle on the taste buds Speyside, which has not got the peatiness of, say, an Islay. So there's no Ardbeg or Lafroy taste in there. So it's really nice. So anyway, Schlangevar. So tomorrow, my wife's mum, Tracy, is coming up for a visit, and it's been a couple of months since we saw her, the family has seen her anyway, apart from Christmas, when we went down for Christmas dinner. The last time she came up to the new place, and I guess I should really start calling it not the new place. We've been here almost 3 months now, so it's not really a new place anymore. But she came up the last time in December for Jacqueline's birthday. And it was really great to have her up here. Our kids love the grandma to bits. And having her here for Jacqueline's birthday was awesome, because the move for Jacqueline was maybe a little bit more difficult than for myself. Just that I've moved countries before to come to Canada, obviously, and moved, from Scotland to England when I was in my 20s. But for Jacqueline, she's not really had that kind of move. So having a slice of home with her mum being here made all the difference. And so with these family moments, you know, that weekend and this coming weekend, tomorrow, it gave me pause to look at where my family is today and the journey it's taken us to get here. There's so many what ifs that, you know, had a different decision been made at a given point in time, none of this would be happening today. You know, none of the stories I'm telling you now, for example, would be happening, or at least not with the main characters, such as my wife, my kids, etc. For example, what if I hadn't moved home from Scotland to England to work when I was in my early 20s to a different country? Would I have been married now? Would I have been married to a Scottish girl? Would I have been, you know, single? Not sure. Not sure what would have happened there. What if I never bought a CD on a whim? When I first got into the band Dashboard Confessional, which is how my wife and I met through the forum on their official band website, I'd been going through a slightly difficult time with a girlfriend. It wasn't really it's a weird situation. Anyway, I was in a slightly pissed off mood, if you like. So I was looking at music in the local, you know, record store. We still had record stores then in a high street. And I saw a Dashboard Confessional. So I thought, okay, I'm going to listen to this in the demo booth. Had a listen. Some of the lyrics really, you know, connected with me. So I bought that CD, never heard of the band, but bought the CD on a whim, and then checked out their website based on the instructions or the web address on the back of their CD cover, and started interacting in the forum. And lo and behold, that's how I met Jacqueline. So a little decision like that made a huge impact. And, you know, speaking of Jacqueline, what if she hadn't taken what's basically an incredible leap of faith to jump on a plane and visit a man that she only knew from online? She came over to the UK to visit me on my birthday week. I think it's my birthday week. It might actually be a week earlier. But anyway, she came over in October 2006, spent the week with me. I came over in December 2006, spent the week here, and never went back. So, you know, that was a huge leap of faith. I could have been a serial killer or anything. So a huge leap of faith for her to take. Life, if you think of the movie, I don't know if you've seen the movie Sliding Doors, but it's the kind of the idea where life can take many twists and turns based on the decisions we make at any given time. One decision can take us down one path, the other decision can take us down another path. And I sometimes think of that movie when I think of, you know, as I mentioned, the twists and turns that I made and Jacqueline made and we've made together that has us here where we are today. And some of these twists and turns we can control, some we have zero input on, you know, whatsoever. And I mean, some of them can be full of hope and opportunities and turn into moments that become memories, as the ones I shared at the beginning of the show. Some that are full of desperation and a reminder of the unfairness that life can throw at us at any time. Like the friends I have that are impacted by cancer at the minute and maybe fighting a losing battle no matter how hard to push back. These twists and turns make us question the validity of living life well. After all, if we live life to the best we can and be the best we can, yet still be struck down by something as devastating as cancer, why bother? You know, why live life well at all if that's our reward? Except that's not a reward. I have a friend that's fighting a very aggressive cancer at the moment and may have weeks or months to live. And he's very inspiring and positive with the message he shares about that, you know, because our reward is not the reward of being cancer free. Our reward is continuing to live and enjoy and be happy and bring happiness to others, regardless of our personal situations, because that's what defines us. That's what makes us who we are. And that's what puts us on a journey to where we are. We can't always control life, nor should we want to, but we can control how our lives are remembered. And John, my friend, is a living example of that. I know when he eventually passes, he's going to be remembered and loved by so many people because of how he, you know, controls his own life and his own acceptance of the journey that he has ahead of him. And because of that, his life is going to be remembered as a good one. It's going to give us something that we smile to and, you know, make the journey after John, if you like, one that others would want to take when it comes to the positivity and the message and just the, you know, the belief, if you like, that the reward is in living life itself. Because that part, that control, that part of the journey, that we can control. So until the next time, be well, be safe, and be kind to one another. Slangevar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.